Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Jimmy Carter Report. Every morning, this same time, these same stations, brought to you by Prime Bank of Texas, Jim Swartner, Swartner Farm and Ranch, and the Swartner Jet Company.
Well, and helicopter company.
Swartner Jet is going to pick Jimmy up in a couple of weeks and bring him to Austin, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, more on that later.
Fancy.
And also our good friends at Precision Camera and Video. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Yeah, on the part two, we'll get into the CMA prom night in Nashville tonight, and George Strait coming to town to get his big award for lifetime achievement. And what I'm wondering is who they're going to present it. Who's going to be the presenters to George? That's what they've been very quiet. That's the only thing they really hadn't told us that's going to be on the show. So we'll get into more of that in just a minute. If I was assignment editor, and I've been that before at local, if I was there at the networks, I'd be assigning my best war correspondents, just get on into Ukraine, into Kyiv, and camp out. Find yourself a good place where you've been, and let's sit this out for next week or two. And if it doesn't happen in the next 2 weeks, then you can come back home. But the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is warning a potential significant Russian air attack. And this could get really funky in the next 2 weeks. I don't know if the Russians are waiting for the weather. Well, I'm not sure what it is right now, but I can tell you the moon, remember we had the moon a couple of days ago, was very full. I don't think they want to do ground operations when it's like that. I think they're waiting for no moon. And
well, there's zero chance. I mean, zero chance that Putin doesn't retaliate measurably.
Yeah, I think that it's or whatever they're going to do, they're going to do, you know, in the next 2 weeks, and because it's getting too close to when the presidential change is over. But I think they're gonna have it out real strong here in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
You know, we'll see what they're gonna do about negotiations. But just keep an eye on that, because they're lobbing missiles left and right in the last several days. Both sides are. SpaceX launched yesterday. Boy, sometimes that makes me nervous when a president or someone like Trump goes down there, you know, because they get what they call go fever. You know, that's what happened when the Challenger shouldn't have gone up that day, but there were so many people there, you know, to watch, and the school teacher in space and all these eyes were on them. They had to go, and it's called go fever. And they went, thank God it went off yesterday for them. They did cancel the rocket coming back and having those lamb chop things grab a hold of it. They said, no, something's not right on that, so they let it land out.
I don't know what a lamb chop thing is. They actually call it chopsticks, but that doesn't make sense to me either. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, they're grat chopsticks, you know.
It's weird.
They're round cylinders, and it's like, what was that old game when you were a kid? You had to...
Operation.
If you touch the sides, right?
Oh, love that game.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, SpaceX did good. I think it's cool. The rocket itself going up, I'm from the era when I would go down and watch shuttle. Man, that was big. And I never got to see a Saturn take off. I understand that was even bigger and better, the old, you know, Saturn rocket that went to the moon. I think this rocket is more efficient. It probably has the same power. It's just that, you know, modern times, they've got it different. So anyway, Trump got to see it, flew in back, arrived back around 10:30 or so last night into West Palm. CNN's down there, was down there at the airport watching him come in. And he's picking some more cabinet secretaries today. Yesterday, he picked Dr. Oz to oversee Medicare and Medicaid. He picked Linda McMahon, who he's had used before as a secretary. She's going to lead education, and he wants to cancel the Department of Education.
And by the way, Linda McMahon is the wife, not the daughter, of Vince McMahon. And for a while, she and her husband founded and ran WWE, the World Wrestling. She's now head of the Department of Education.
Well, they made it from not very big deal to a very, very big deal. I mean, she's good, but I don't think anybody was fussing about her last time.
Yeah,
I don't think when she was
but this is Department. But here's what they said. Linda will use her decades of leadership experience, deep understanding of both education and business, to empower the next generation of American students and workers to make America number one education in the world. We will send, and she will spearhead, sending education back to the states.
Well, so, I don't know.
Her job is to dismantle the organization.
Is dismantle the organization, yeah. And so that's not that easy, though. You got to have a lot of congressional approval on some of that stuff. So there's going to be, you know, this thing is still heading for a showdown with the Congress to see if he can do all that he wants to do. Now, someone has hacked into the records department, and they're showing that Matt Gaetz sent $10,000 in payments to two different women who testified in the House probe. Those records are going to get out. The Senate wants them. Everybody wants them. And if he did do something like that, I don't think he can get confirmed, but they're still hanging on. They're still hanging on that. The New York prosecutors, they're open to a long delay. They're saying, this Alvin Bragg up in New York said, yeah, we'll wait, put a stay on it, and we'll see what's going to happen after Trump gets out of being president. So they want to hold it for 4 years and then decide how they're going to sentence it.
I was made fun of by somebody yesterday. Late in the program, I said, you know, there's going to be a ruling today. I said, what I think that end up happening is they'll just say, well, we'll just wait till he's not president anymore. I said, Cole, you have no idea what you're talking about. And that's exactly what happened. Now, that didn't mean that it'll hold up all those years legally, but yeah, come on. It's what happened.
So it's just New York. I had not heard the term, or at least I didn't pay attention to it, where they're talking about, you know, using the law for politics. And I think the American people read through that.
Oh, the weaponization of government, yeah.
But the one thing that, you know, the American people, I think, is if we had to vote on it, we probably wouldn't like how they've conducted their business in New York. But remember, Harris got 60% of the vote in Manhattan and where this has taken place. They don't like, you know, the majority of people don't like Trump. So they still want to put him in jail. So that's where this stands right now. They're having some really bad weather in the Northwest. They're calling that bomb cyclone thing that came in there. 70-mile-an-hour winds, 500,000 people without power. One person's dead from a falling tree. Washington, Oregon coast, Northern California. Wet snow hitting a dozen states today, mostly in the Appalachians. Up there, they're having their first decent snow of the year. New York City's under a drought warning for the first time in 22 years. So there's a lot of crazy stuff going on with the weather. Let's see. The Justice Department's going to ask a federal judge to force Google to sell Chrome, one of the most popular internet browsers. The expected proposal follows an August ruling that said the company does illegal searches and it's a monopoly on searches.
Well, court has ruled that they are a monopoly.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that coming up, if the Trump thing has anything to do with anything. Two undersea cables in the Baltic Sea have been damaged. They have a lot of cables. Well, we have some cables between the United States and Europe, too, but somebody's gone in and fiddled with it. One's Finland and Germany. They do think it's foul play. It's probably Russia. That's one of the ways they're getting back you know, by messing with their communication system. So that happens. Arthur Frommer has died. You're saying, who? I bet many of you have. Arthur Frommer, F-R-O-M-M-E-R. I've given him some money over the years. He wrote a bunch, started in 1957 with a book called Europe on $5 a Day. He wrote a lot of guidebooks, travel books. U.S. soldiers were using them apparently in the late 50s. 1957 guidebook with the rise of jet travel to Europe. Budget-conscious travelers advise readers to avoid first class, use public transportation, save money in other ways. 130 active titles covering destinations around the world. Arthur Frommer. He was 95 years old. Complications from pneumonia. And that Netflix fight, they now say around the world, because Netflix is a worldwide thing, 108 million people watched at least a minute of last week's live boxing match. Yeah, that's about right. I watched about a minute because it was buffering. I turned it off.
108 million of us never could get through to Netflix
probably
to even watch a minute.
And the Pentagon has received hundreds of reports of new UFO sightings, particularly interesting cases, they said. Working with the Pentagon, working with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, received 1,652 to date, 757 reports between May 23 and June 24. The growing number has expanded. They're cataloging, tracking, investigating reports of different kind of phenomena near national security sites. They must be treated seriously and investigated, according to some of these people. UAPs, as they are now called, unidentified, I don't know what that stands for.
Aerial phenomenon.
No, it's UAP. It's unidentified.
Aerial.
No, it's A-N-O-M-A-L-O-U-S. Anomalous.
Anomalous.
Anomalous, yeah. Anomalous.
Unidentified anomalous phenomenon. That's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah. UAPs, that's a government word, you know.
That started about 3 years ago. And not UFOs anymore, they're UAPs.
Yes. Most of them, 18 months, it's the orbs, cylinders, triangles. One of the cases occurred over an extended period of time, multiple things. Who knows? A lot of these things are fancy drones or investigative drones and things like that, so don't know, but there are a lot of people seeing a lot of things that cannot be explained, and some pilots seeing things that can't be explained that are whizzing by them, so I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if there are some fancy drones out there, you know, that are space-age drones. If we can do this with these turkey-looking things, with helicopter-like thing, I bet they can do them with some other things, too.
Instead of unidentified flying objects, you're right. Unidentified anomalous phenomena.
Yeah, because they're coming out of the water now. It's not just in the air. They're coming out of the water.
Yeah, but they fly when they come out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one that went out there in the Pacific Ocean that was flying along, went in the water, went underwater, and then came back out of the water and flew on. That was impressive.
I've been sending Bob all these videos from, you know, is it the Senate, Bob?
The House and Senate hearings.
Oh, right. Yeah. Bob's just rolling rolling his eyes and going.
No. I mean, the interesting thing is the new Secretary of State is the one guy that has been leading the charge
to
get the information. Marco Rubio. He said, look, this is either outer space or it's an enemy of ours or that has a technology we better understand. So now he's the new Secretary of State, so maybe forthcoming. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know why we can't catch one of these boogers, but we'll see.
We can't catch it.
All right, catch one of them boogers. Get some of these rednecks from Alabama out there with shotgun. We're going to catch some of these things. You don't see them in Alabama, do you?
I was anally probed.
But you don't see these things around practice area in Tuscaloosa or anything like that. Them good old boys will take them out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh.
And back to Jimmy Carter, as Paul Harvey used to say, page two.
Oprah's favorite things, you know, she comes out with all these gifts, and I don't want it. I don't think I see anything I want. I particularly don't want this. And some people think it's cool. These Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses, you might have seen them in a commercial.
Ooh, I want some of those.
Touch the edge of them and it starts taking pictures. No.
Like you're in a meeting, but you know, keep notes that way.
Well, it's already being used in cooperation with or conjunction with an app that's available. So it do facial recognition. You can walk down the street. It'll run across a guy you don't know. Here's Eric Raines. And you walk up and go, hey, Eric, remember me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know you from the radio, and remember blah, blah, blah. And they'll pull something up, and it'll be reading right there in the glasses.
Y'all want one of those things?
No, I don't have it, but I mean, we've been reading
about it. You want it, though. What if I give that to you for Christmas? You going to wear it?
I'll wear it, yeah. I'd like to.
I know Eric will wear it. I wouldn't wear it. No.
Wow.
I love tech, but I don't want to be going around like Captain Zumar, you know, touching my eyes so it'll
record. Here's where it could be valuable.
I can see how it could be salacious, too.
How many times?
Yes.
I know that guy, but I can't place him.
That part would
and
be great.
And right away in your glasses, it says Eric Raines. Eric!
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. That would be very helpful for me.
Yeah. I like it.
If it worked that well.
It's like a name tag.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But all of a sudden you're driving along or you're walking along and this thing is popping up names and drink Coca-Cola. And
everything. I don't need a pop-up ad.
It'll drive you crazy. Miracle Sheets. I don't know what this is. Something Oprah's pushing called the Miracle Sheet. I don't know. I remember I had
sounds like the MyPillow guy just took over.
Oh, Lord. Well, yeah, Oprah.
Or something
Oprah
bobbed in the bathroom.
Too. She has one of MyPillow. We did buy a MyPillow. That was awful. By the way,
my mother-in-law, before she
did
passed, she would watch that, and she's got a guy, I got to have my pillow. And heck, they were only like $29, and it costs like $29 to send it back. She said, send this back. It's the worst thing ever.
They're $119, Jimmy, the Miracle Sheet.
I don't know what that
is. I thought you meant the pillow was a Miracle Sheet.
Yeah, both of them.
No, I just looked them up. I was trying to see what they are.
Portable Wi-Fi router that's out there called RYOKO.
Walk around with
it, and it connects you to ultra-fast Wi-Fi anywhere it's available.
Not Roku, but Roko, huh?
Roko, R-Y-O-K-O. That sounds like something.
Ryko, maybe. Okay.
If you're going to get hacked, it'll hack it quicker. Neuropathy experts urge people with foot pain to wear these shoes. So they've got some different kind of foot pain shoes. This is all in Oprah world. Top Heat, select portable heater, heats up any room in seconds. Plugs in the wall. Oh, that sounds dangerous.
I saw our old friend Paul Whelan the other day at a funeral. He's a jokester, you know. And I had some real nice shoes on. But he's good at putting people in their place.
They look corrective.
He walks out, he goes, hey, those are the nicest corrective shoes I've ever seen. And I almost went,
Boy, anyway, Oprah's got a lot of weird stuff up here for her, and nothing I think that I won't. Anyway, they've got some robe she's selling. EBERJE. Why can't these people just have regular names? Eber J. Renew Plush Long Robe. They used to have those in nice hotels. Plush robes. Those were nice. They had them in the Four Seasons.
Did you ever take a robe?
They're a $200. Oh, $250 robe.
I never.
That's the one I believe you're going to get charged. So
I've taken a robe before, but it was like a free hotel room that was on somebody else's bill, maybe.
Oh, Eric, that's as bad as you stealing the gospel show from me.
Well, I mean, you know, I've either got clothes on or I don't. I'm not spending a lot of time in transition. I don't usually do. Some people
I've either
do.
Got, wow. Hey, save that line on
I've
tape.
Either got clothes on or I
not.
Don't. I'm not playing around.
I see what he's saying. I mean, I get your point.
So anyway. All right, BMI Awards last night in Nashville. Randy Owen was the icon. Very humble, very nice man. Great award for him. Lifetime achievement for him. I just don't know what they're going to do with George Strait tonight. They're going to have a salute and give him the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award. I'd love it. They've been so secretive. I mean, if I was producing, I'd have gotten Willie up there for it because he's the only other person that's as equally famous in Texas.
It's not going to be Willie because he, a caution with his lungs and all, he'll only do events
that are
if they're outside.
Yeah.
So we know it's not Willie.
Well, let's say hook him. Willie, I'd go outside and do it. Let him go in the yard.
Hook him up by satellite. Yeah, it could be.
Or something, you know, but I mean, yeah, by anything. But just, there's no one terribly appropriate to give George this award except for Willie. Alan Jackson might could do it. Garth might could do it. But once you get past those two, maybe Brooks and Dunn is an outside. But after that, you're done. There's nobody really in that world, in that level of star. There's certainly no one above him except Willie.
Oh, so, wait a minute.
We'll see.
Wait a minute. Dolly.
Dolly could, yeah, but
just on the strength of being Dolly. There's no
connect.
Just the strength of being Dolly.
Yeah, just the strength of Dolly. But
it's the kind of thing. It's kind of thing you keep quiet. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, they've kept it quiet. I mean, I don't know who. I don't even know. I just can't think of who. There's.
I think they're going to bring some young guy. They're going to bring Cody Johnson out or somebody or Zach Top and do George Strait songs, which that wouldn't hurt my feelings.
One person can do that. They can have one of those future right. George Straits, but they better have somebody else. You know, like an Alan Jackson or something like that, sing something else. So we'll see. Post Malone might win something. Jelly Roll might win something. He deserves to be the Entertainer of the Year, but, you know, I don't think he's going to get it. I think Chris Stapleton might get it. He has been, you know, he opened for George Strait this year. He won the Icon Award or won the Year Award at the ASCAP Awards the other night. He's been male vocalist last 4 years. I don't know. I just
think
it might be his time.
Nobody more familiar with the dynamic of the voting than Jimmy Carter. But I would remind you what we talked about on the air earlier this morning. A lot of times what's happened, and I would contend happened last year, you know, the reigning Entertainer of the Year, and she was basically brand new then, is Lainey Wilson. But you have so many other big names everybody's voting for, then, you know, the one contingency she had emerged as number one. That is certainly, we've seen it happen before, likely tonight too.
It could happen. I just don't think Lainey's going to win anything tonight. I think Cody Johnson has a really good chance of winning Album of the Year and the Song of the Year. And I think those two are really juicy, you know, that have substance awards. Entertainer's a popularity contest, male and female vocalist a popularity contest. Some people want to think Kacey Musgraves is going to win Female Vocalist of the Year. She's got a Grammy nomination. I don't see it, but maybe. I mean, Shaboozy might come in there and win New Artist of the Year. I'm thinking it'll be Megan Maroney, but I just don't understand the voters right now, the songwriters who are the biggest voting class, radio people. Really, did the radio people love Shaboozy that much, or is it something else that they, you know, that they think? I don't know. The industry would like the visual of a Shaboozy winning. They would like that because they shunned, Beyonce.
New Artist of the Year, Eric. By the way, this is who we think will win, not who we necessarily want to win at all. Eric thinks it's going to be Shaboozy. I'm picking Zach Top. Hmm. That's not who I want necessarily, but that's who I think, you know, like you said, you got all these songwriters and folks that are, they haven't killed the record company voting blocks, but they have watered it down to where they don't control it anymore. So you just don't know.
Well, it's going to be, you know, we just had an election where Trump won, so that was, you know, the resistance is in. Now, are they going to go Will Country this year and let Cody Johnson win some of these big awards like Male Vocalist and Album of the Year? And it could be that. and they would love that visual of someone with a cowboy hat winning the country show. Are they going to let Jelly Roll, which is the farthest away from George Strait, 180 degrees?
Eric and I both believe,
entertainer of the year.
We both believe fervently that Jelly Roll will win tonight, the big award, entertainer of the year. And our backup to that, if it's not him, Morgan Wallen, right?
That's who I pick.
Yeah, me
back
too.
Up.
Me too. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to give Morgan. He'll win something with Post Malone, like musical event or maybe even single of the year. But again, Shaboozy is the outlier in this. He could win a couple. He could win two awards tonight, and boy, that would get some headlines if that happens. That'll turn the places on its ear, and it's not impossible.
We'll know by tomorrow morning this time, that's for sure.
We will indeed, 7 o'clock tonight on ABC.
We'll see you then. Jimmy Carter, thank you. Jimmy brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, Swartner Farm Ranch and Aircraft Transportation, as well as...
you're going to get a tax.
I say aircraft because he's got a fleet of helicopters, too, he can fly in. Yeah, and
he's got to take care of his cattle.
He's not available for charter, but it doesn't hurt to mention it. And also Precision Camera and Video. More to come with Eric and Bob. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.